good chunk.
What time is the lunch break here?
Why don't we do this one next? We've had people waiting for 2 hours for it.
Three, actually.
Three, thank you.
Item, the time's certain. 10:45.
Yeah, let's do 10:89, and we're going to have to move the rest to this afternoon.
Okay, 10:89. Adopt City of Portland, Oregon Equal Employment Opportunity Affirmative Action Plan for Minorities and Women, January 1, 2018 to December 31, 2022.
The city is required to have an affirmative action plan as a federal contractor and has had a plan in place for women and minorities for over 35 years. The plan also includes veterans and individuals with disabilities as added populations for reporting. Colleagues, what we have before you is a 5-year plan from 2018 through 22. The Bureau of Human Resources provides at least yearly reports to council on the city's progress. The plan is a management tool to assess and ensure workforce diversity and equal employment opportunities for all. This tool, coupled with the Bureau's racial equity roadmaps, are important to the city's goals of inclusiveness. Turning the discussion, the specifics, to Anna and Donnie. Thank you for both being here.
Great. Thank you, Mayor Wheeler and Commissioners. Anna Canwit, Director of the Bureau of Human Resources. With me is Donnie.
Hard to hear you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Folks, could we bring the conversation down a little bit?
With me is Donnie Adair, who has had a long history with the City of Portland, including most recently as one of our human resources business partners. But Donnie has been involved with civil rights issues since 1974 and has a lot of expertise in helping to develop the affirmative action plan. So I personally really appreciate his assistance in doing this on behalf of the city. Before I turn it over to Donnie, I did want to make one note that unlike the other categories, including people of color, women, and veterans, for individuals with disabilities, the city is way behind of the established goal, federal goal of 7%. We reached that in only 9 job categories out of 108. So again, I want to thank you for authorizing a position within the Bureau of Human Resources that will spearhead the strategic plan that you adopted for increasing employment of individuals with disabilities and creating mechanisms for making the environment much more welcome and safe. One of the things you'll also see in the plan is some areas, many areas. We're not certainly not saying we're perfect. There's lots of work to be done. But I think in terms of sworn police, adopting the contract that increased wages and some other things, along with some very intentional world-class recruitment that the Police Bureau is doing, is also showing results in terms of more diversity and hiring of women. Last, as Mayor Wheeler noted, this is but one tool. It's an important one. There are many others. The Bureau's racial equity plans are just another tool for us to use. But it is key, I think, in these efforts that the Bureau of Human Resources is closely aligned with the Office of Equity and Human Rights, because between our two offices, we can do a lot of work, both in terms of outreach, but also in terms of city efforts to be sure that this is a welcome and inclusive environment, that we truly are an employer of choice. Surprisingly, that model is not very common. I was told by the City of Tacoma, King County, City of Seattle, they don't have that same synergy between the two bureaus, and I think it is immensely important in moving this forward. So very pleased with that, and with that, I'm going to turn it over to Donnie Adair. Thank you, Donnie.
Good morning. I'm Donnie Adair, owner of Donnie Adair Consulting, 8958 North Wall in Portland, and former city employee, as Anna mentioned, state employee, and I spent a decade with Emmanuel Hospital as well. It's been a pleasure to assist the city to put together really a revision of the current plan for 2013 to 2017, which has recently been extended to the end of the calendar year, just so we could do a thorough job of reviewing, revising, and coming up with this plan, which will go to 2022, so about 4.5 years, or we're calling it a 5-year plan. But the thing that makes this plan unique is that affirmative action should not be in the affirmative action office. It needs to be out in the bureau. So we started back in 2007 getting bureaus involved in developing their own strategies and actions to eliminate any underutilization that we have. And that has worked for the city. They've made steady improvements in the number of minorities, the number of women in non-traditional jobs, and most recently veterans. And with this new initiative on individuals with disabilities, I look for improvement there as well. Let me thank the council for their reaffirmation policy statements that all of you submitted. We appreciate your commitment, and without starting things at the decision-making level at the very top, nothing ever really gets done. Nothing is ever successful. We work with all 23 offices and bureaus. Each one of the executives or directors in those bureaus have also issued affirmative statements supporting equal opportunity and affirmative action, and each bureau has looked very carefully at the data provided by human resources and acknowledged where they do have underutilization and put in place an effective plan that will rise to this challenge. So if you look at it overall, there are only about 8 of the 108 job groups that we have in this plan where we're underutilized for minorities, and only 7 for women. When you look at it from a bureau standpoint, many bureaus or several of the bureaus have challenges remaining, which you would not think are unique. They're probably challenges that exist throughout our society. For instance, women in technology, getting more women involved, recruiting, retaining, promoting women in technology. Anna's talked about the issue with sworn officers and what the police bureau is doing. And also the fire bureau, which I came out of that organization originally, very proud of what they've continued to do, especially in an organization where everybody has to be promoted up from the bottom. It's very hard to get people, particularly women, in the mid-management, upper-management level. We've seen some success, and we lost the woman police or fire chief, but that will happen again because of the efforts of the fire bureau in plans like this. When we look at some of the other bureaus, such as transportation and parks, parks is a bureau that has parity with 26 of the 32 job groups that they have, which is admirable, but yet they still have some challenges, primarily in maintenance and trades for women and minorities, particularly Hispanics, and botanic-type jobs. There's been an increase in the availability there. So transportation also has similar challenges with maintenance, trades, and so forth, but they are actively working with groups like Women in Trades, working with different ethnic groups in the community to make our recruiting successful. So the good news is that overall Portland continues to make progress, but we also have to recognize the challenges. And I just want to echo two things. Individuals with disabilities, Portland has kind of given lip service to that, and it is great now that you have some staffing to spearhead that. We really got to do better in recruiting and retaining and promoting individuals with disabilities. The other area that I noted was with your directors and executives. You recently lost some over the last couple of years, and you were down to where the only executive of color was the equity director. And we really appreciate the mayor's leadership in looking and doing open and competitive for the city's largest agency, showing and demonstrating that there are competent, qualified men and women, people of color, for all positions in the city. There's no place, no position that we couldn't competently recruit qualified people in a diverse pool. So, you know, having adopted the Charles Jordan standard and in having that demonstrated, that leadership by the mayor means a lot. It means a lot. It's going to say to your department heads, when I get an executive position, I need to do open and competitive, and I need to do just as good a job of recruiting, whether it's regional, whether it's national, to fill those positions, because that's very, very important. So those are the highlights that I have. I would entertain any questions that you have about the report that you have. I have read all 751 pages of it.
Well, it is thick. Here, I know we're all itching to go to lunch. So, first of all, I know Donnie, you've read this carefully, and so on page 463, do you stand by everything on that page? This is the document that Mr. Dare is referring to, and it's the size of the Manhattan phone book, and it contains a gold mine of information and recommendations. Two things: one, Anna, thank you for the work you've done with the utilities on the pilot to try to expand opportunities for people with intellectual disabilities. Mr. Adair noted that we're lagging in how we address people with disabilities, and I think that's a particular area where we have a lot of room to grow and learn. We're learning from our friends to the north in Seattle, and I think it's very important that we try this pilot out, figure out how we can be a more welcoming employer, and then build on it. And second, to Donnie, and based on a prior council presentation we had, one takeaway for me is that we have to rethink our whole recruitment strategies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once upon a time, I'm being a little flip here, but mm-hmm. once upon a time, I think the city felt like you put an ad in a scanner, you've covered, you know, check a box.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now we know that we're looking nationally for the best talent, but we're competing against other public and private employers that want that talent too. And we can't expect they're just going to knock on our door. We got to identify people. We got to reach out to them. We have to recruit them. A couple of our most successful recent citywide national searches, I think, bear that out. But that requires a different approach to how we do hiring.
Mm-hmm.
And the net effect is we're going to get better talent. But we can't just post things and use listservs. We got to go out and actively recruit, or as someone said at that day a while ago, poach,
mm-hmm.
you know, talent. And so all of us need guidance, you know, in how we do that more effectively with the goal of having a more diverse workforce and a better-led city. So thank you for your work.
I do want to thank the affirmative action representatives from the bureaus and offices. Each bureau and office has someone, including your offices, and some of you more than one, who have taken on the responsibility for this program in their area, and we really appreciate that. And some of the affirmative action committees and parks and other bureaus that get involved in this. So it isn't just a few people. Most of these bureaus did vet this before their entire management group before submitting that to us. So everybody's aware of what's in the affirmative action plan. We only print the required few numbers of this that you guys require. This is posted on the Bureau of Human Resources website so that anybody in the world can look at all of this information. It's not a secret. It's public information. So those who would want to look at it, it'll be a couple of weeks before the new one is posted, but the current one is currently posted.
Great. Very good.
Any other questions?
Colleagues, any further questions? Any public testimony on this item?
We have one person signed up, Shedrick Wilkins.
One person. Come on up. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for reading all of the report.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins, and I commend Mayor Wheeler for on Monday having the first woman African-American police chief sworn in, right?
Thank you, but I picked her because she was the best applicant.
That is a form of affirmative action. I think 30 years ago they tried a woman police chief, and it didn't work out too well, so we'll see what happens. And for affirmative action, my best practice was I supported President Obama. And the following year, he won a Nobel Peace Prize, in which no president had won one for 90 years. So affirmative action does work in that case. They don't hand out Nobel Peace Prizes like candy. And number three thing, I was a soldier in the United States Army. And as a test in basic training, I had to take orders from a woman, African-American drill sergeant, an American Indian drill sergeant. It's not easy. And she ran me through the ringer and made sure that I would, when I was in the Army, that I would follow the orders of women, lieutenants or higher-up or whatever.
Especially if she's your drill sergeant.
The drill sergeant. It's a pretty stressful experience.
I'm sure it was.
And I didn't say anything or mouth off. So. Well, I wouldn't have got through the Army.
Very good. Excellent.
I was in the 8th.
All right, colleagues, any further discussion on this issue? Any further questions? Commissioner Udaly? Call the roll, please, Carla.
Udaly?
Thank you for presenting the plan, and I look forward to working with your office on making the city a more welcoming, inclusive employer for everyone, but in particular for people with disabilities. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you, Director Kelmay, and also Mr. Adair for all your work on this and for nudging us when we didn't get our stuff in on time. And I want to thank Pooja Bhatt in my office who... her work is very much reflected in our plan, and I very much appreciate it. Also, she's my senior policy advisor to Portland Parks and Recreation. They have a racial equity plan that is referenced here and which we're hoping to bring to council, as suggested by my colleagues, so that we all know and buy into the plans that bureaus are doing. I do notice that three of the categories, then four, are within Portland Parks and Recreation where we're not yet meeting our goal. That's in the technicians and the service maintenance folks in botany and in the park rangers. So we will make sure that we focus on those particular areas. I'm actually quite surprised that we're doing so well throughout the city. And what we need to do also is make sure that there's succession planning and opportunities for advancement for everybody in every category, so that, as was mentioned, that there's more representative leadership in all of the bureaus. Aye.
Fish.
Thank you for your presentation and excellent work, and we have a lot of work to do, but you've given us a clear roadmap. Aye.
Saltzman.
Thank you for your work, Donnie and Anna both, and everybody else who helped put together this plan. And it is it remains always an eternal call to action to do better. And having the roadmap helps. Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you both very much. Colleagues, given the lateness of the hour, here's what I'd like to do. First of all, could I ask a question? Is there anybody here who is being appointed to the Rental Services Commission? Did anybody show up? Could you do me a favor, since we're probably not going to take the vote, could you come up now and introduce yourself to us? Is that a possibility? Thank you for being here. Thank you for your patience.
My name is Arthur Hines. I'm a member of the disability community, and I know how difficult it is for our community to find housing. And I really want to support the city to adopt policies that may be easier for people with disabilities and seniors to find and music has.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate your coming in today. And this afternoon, you will be appointed to the Rental Services Commission. And I thank you for being here, and we appreciate your willingness to step up and provide both your perspective and your leadership and your advocacy for people in this community who need to be heard on these issues around housing. Thank you, sir.
Mayor, why don't we take the second vote on 1094?
Yes, take 1094. Please call the roll. Sorry, Carl, I'm catching you off guard. Second reading of 1094.
Okay. Udaley?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted, so 1095, 96, and 97, which can be read together this afternoon, we'll put at the end of this afternoon's agenda. Same with 1098. And with that, we are adjourned until 2 p.m. Thank you, colleagues.
Can I just briefly write that note? What have you done on this?